I'm Quinn Abbott from North Vancouver, and I'm 19 years old.
Quinn, just to tell us about your summer and your journey to end up back here with the Olds Grizzlies this season.
I've had a great summer this year, just getting better every day in the gym and on the ice, and I really enjoyed myself hanging out with friends and really taking in the moments throughout the summer. But I started off this year in the trying to make the BCHL, but it didn't work out, and I'm just happy to be back here and happy to play a role on this team and help us win.
Yeah, and you guys had a great showcase weekend there, a chance to perform in front of the league and put up two big W's. So just how impressive was that when you look back at last season and, you know, coming here and now this year getting off to a good start?
Yeah, no, it feels amazing. Like, especially last year after Christmas, we really struggled to get wins. And we only had our biggest win streak last year, too. And this year we already got that, and we're hoping to make it even more. So that feels really good.
Yeah, and you had Aiden Fisher, you know, drop into the lineup for those two games just in time, and winds up giving up one goal in two games and gets to be player of the week. Just tell us what you saw from him in net.
I was really impressed with him. I actually grew up playing with him, a bit of peewee and midget, and he's a really good guy, hard worker, and I'm just really proud of him and the goalie that he's become.
Tell us a little bit about working back into this defense core this season. You've obviously got William Patey there as one of the returners as well, but some new faces in there. How are you trying to, you know, be a leader here and work with these new players?
Yeah, I'm just really trying to lead by example and make everyone feel comfortable, and Patey is doing that great job as well. And I think we got a really positive group. No problems in the room, and everyone gets along well, so it's really good to see.
How important was last year for your development? You and Humphreys obviously played as a number one pairing against the top units for teams across the league at a pretty young age there. So how much did that help you in your development last year?
Yeah, that was really good for me. I did not expect to get anywhere near as much ice as I did as my first year junior. And it just really propelled my game, getting to play against top lines around the league, especially having those other teams that were in our league last year and getting to compete against them was really good for us.
Tell us a little bit about what it's been like to work with a new coaching staff so far.
It's been good. I thought last year was like a unique coaching staff, and it was a good experience for us. But this year, I think these coaches are really putting us on the spot and making us do our best and making us follow our system well and just not really letting us be too loose, and it's helping us be successful.
You've had just one home game so far here, but back this weekend for two games. How excited are you to, you know, carry the momentum from last week over into these games?
I'm very excited. I think we're really motivated. Our group's ready to go, and I think we can carry this on for a long time.
You had some new faces come into the lineup and put up some points, including the guy next to you here, Antonio Bevacqua. Just what have some of these new additions meant to your offense?
Yeah, it's really good to see. I thought that maybe we didn't have as many vet because we didn't have many forwards come in from last year, so it's good to see a lot of skilled players come in and join our team.
The power play was very successful, 5 out of 9 at the showcase. So what did you guys work on, and how did that transform into production on the ice?
Yeah, we were just focused on moving the puck around and getting shots off, and you don't really want to do too much. Just getting shot volume and moving the puck around quick really works and really helps us.
Did you get a chance to talk to some scouts last weekend, or, you know, what are your goals here moving forward in your hockey career?
Yeah, I did get to talk to a few schools over the showcase, but I'm really hoping I can play at the Division I level. I haven't got that opportunity yet, but I'm just going to keep working for it and grinding.
And then last one for you, Connor Seeley is your captain this season. How is the room coming together under his leadership?
Oh, it's really good. I'm really proud of him. Even last year, he was our leader in our room. He was only second year junior, so he's really putting us on the money and getting us prepared.
Excellent. Well, keep her going, Quinn. Thanks so much for doing this.
Thank you.